Unit 13. The last technique for customer service.
Welcome to Business Hour here at Radio 1.
And today we will talk about a topic that every one of us knows quite well.
Right. So, whether you go shopping, to a restaurant or to your mobile phone store,
you have to deal with the employees who, hopefully, try to provide you with the best service possible.
Right. So today, we will take a look at it not from the consumer's perspective, but from the professional one. With us today is Leandro Alonso, a customer management strategist. Leandro, nice to have you.
It's a pleasure.
So, Leandro, you advise companies and managers on customer service. What do you tell them?
Well, the most important consideration should be the frontline employees. They're the first ones who deal with upset customers and can have a big impact whether an issue, you know, might disappear or turn into something big.
Right. So they can make a mountain out of a molehill, so to speak.
Well, you could say that.
So they have quite a vital position, don't they?
Absolutely. Unpleasant conversations are hard to deal with. And employees, and especially the ones who have face-to-face contact with customers, need to be able to handle situations like that. So training again and again how to behave in difficult situations is key.
So what is it that employees can do to master situations with angry customers who complain?
Well, there is a technique, you know, and there are different variations of it, but the one that I like using is what we call the LAST. LAST stands for listen, apologize, solve, and think. And this is a very effective technique for dealing with irate customers.
Well, sometimes already listening intently is the problem. I often have the feeling clerks don't get what I want from them.
Yeah, listening. Listening is so critical. There is a reason why we have one mouth and two ears. So we can listen twice as much as we speak. And frontline people, frontline employees, people who interact directly with customers, they need to learn and listen.
I mean, something as obvious as listening can already cause certain problems.
Well, this is true, and not only in professional life. Listening absently is not enough. You need to listen actively. When irate customers come to you and talk about something that upsets them, they're looking first and foremost for a place to vent emotions. They just want to vent. They want to leave you knowing that someone has heard them. They need someone who allows them to express how they feel and lets them get the problem off their chest.
So, listening actively means, for example, nodding along and taking notes, right?
Absolutely. It gives the customer the feeling that you are listening and taking the problem seriously.
Secondly, there is apologizing.
Many people get apologizing wrong. You don't admit that you did something wrong. Apologizing doesn't take anything from you. It doesn't mean that you are in the wrong. It could simply mean that you acknowledge the role your organization has played in making the customer feel the way they feel at that point.
But the problem with apologizing is that it often sounds fake.
Sure. It must go beyond, "Oh, I'm sorry." Again, it's about emotions. The customer needs to see that you are honestly and genuinely remorseful. So apologize for the role your organization has played in making the customer feel the way they feel.
So you mean that frontline employees need to show empathy?
Exactly. I mean the customers are not stupid. So they know that customers and companies look at different sides of the coin. But they appreciate that you acknowledge how they feel. As I said before,
it's about emotions.
Right.
So S. S stands for solve. This is what both sides probably want, a problem that is solved.
Exactly. When I work with employees, I always tell them that they need to ensure that they do everything to solve the customer's problems. When this is not possible, refer them to a later time when you will have a solution. But it's important that your customer feels heard and that they leave you with some sort of resolution, so
that they know that the employee takes action and know what's going to happen next.
Like when they know that you will call them the next day after checking something, for example.
And the clerk needs to keep his word and actually do that. I had some situations when I was promised to get a call but in fact didn't, and I had to go back to that place again. It was so inconvenient and annoying.
Obviously, being reliable plays a key role too. Lastly, there is thanking. The fact that the customer took the time to come back to you is very, very important. It is said that feedback is a gift. Use the feedback to build your organization, to let it grow. Feedback is what makes you better. So thank the customer for taking the time to come to you.
Regardless how hard the case may be.
Regardless, for sure. It might be tough sometimes, I admit. But the feedback helps improve your service, your product, and your organization as a whole.
So that, dear listeners, is the last technique. Listen, apologize, solve, and thank.
And maybe one more message that is true for customer service, but also for life. Do unto others as you want others to do unto you. Treat your customers the way you would want to be treated. That way you ensure that the customer is and remains the center of your business, because that is what true customer service is.
There is nothing more to add to that. Leandro, thanks so much for those great insights.
You're welcome.